Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You've got enough to worry about. Cold weather, short days, and cows that need to hold condition through the winter. FlaxLick tubs by SmartLick Supplements deliver omega-3s that support pregnancy and fetal development, so you have more calves on the ground this spring. It's self-fed, weatherproof nutrition that works while you rest easier. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLick.com to find your dealer.
Progress doesn't happen alone. It takes the right people, the right tools, and the right conversations. At the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, you're going to find all three. There you can meet hundreds of diverse crop and livestock exhibitors, take advantage of educational opportunities for CEU credits, or attend the new Cattle Roundtable featuring Dr. Temple Grandin. Attend the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 2nd through the 4th at the Amarillo Civic Center, where the right partnerships are driving progress in ag. Well, cotton harvest wrapping up for some producers across the state of Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to visit with Hydro Oklahoma's Aaron Shantz to talk about peanuts, cotton, and soybeans. For diversified producers in western Oklahoma, harvest is kind of a time of juggling crops, monitoring the weather, and managing complex rotations. For Shantz, this year is a mixed bag. However, the peanuts looked really good.
I think for the most part, peanut harvest looked really well. We had a great growing season for peanuts. Specifically, and I think we saw some really good yield.
So compare like this year to last year, any better, any worse?
It was better than last year as far as yields go. I haven't seen all of our grades, but I think our grades were good as well.
With peanuts in the barn, now the focus is shifting to cotton.
I'm hoping to be running this week, but my neighbors are all running, so I'm just behind the power curve a little bit.
Everything looking pretty good so far?
I think so. I think that, you know, we had good rains all throughout the summer, and we would have liked our fall to have stayed warmer a little bit longer just for the cotton, but I still think we're looking at good potential.
Everything I've heard is this is kind of a red letter year for cotton in Oklahoma, as you mentioned, with the timely rains and then the timely freeze. I'm assuming for you guys as well, better than last year?
I think it is going to be better than last year, but the price is hurting. And so at the moment, we're looking like we're trading a good yield for poor price. So economics are probably going to be about the same as last year.
Sean said even with three harvests almost complete, of course, you know, the work doesn't stop. He said the operation will be managing its wheat ground throughout the winter, working in the shop to prepare for next year and getting ready for calving season coming up. To hear my complete conversation with Aaron Sean, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, hopefully today is the day. The longest government shutdown ever is poised to end today with hopefully a White House vote. The Senate passed legislation on Monday to reopen the government, bringing the longest shutdown in history closer to an end as a handful of Democrats joined with GOP senators and voted out their CR by a roll of 60 to 40 votes, despite some criticism coming from within the Democratic Party. Both Oklahoma senators voted throughout the shutdown to pass the clean CR to the Senate by the House. The House vote to end the shutdown could come as early as today. For agriculture, the end of the shutdown can't come soon enough. Zippy Duvall, president of the AFBF, released a statement saying Farm Bureau commends the Senate for voting to end the shutdown, ensuring that farmers and ranchers can continue to rely on critical USDA services and disaster relief to keep their farms running and also ensure Americans maintain access to food assistance programs. If the House passes the Senate-approved deal, President Trump has signaled that he will sign it, and that will officially end the shutdown. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.